Glad you tuned in today. Trinity Lutheran is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado. Pastor Jason Cody and the congregation at Trinity Lutheran welcome you to join them every Sunday, in person or right here on KSPK. And now, let's take you live to this morning's worship service with Pastor Jason Cody.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
We welcome you to our service this morning. Thanks for joining us for our Easter Day service. We're overwhelmed and overjoyed and excited at the great and wonderful blessing of Easter and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus and how he came back to life, defeated death for our sake, to save us from sin, death, and the devil, and to lead us by the hand into the heavens with him on the final day. So we welcome you and we greet you in the name of our Lord Jesus. And we also welcome those who are tuned in on the radio this morning on KSPK. Thanks for joining us. And those that will watch online on our app and website later, we welcome you as well. This morning, we have a unique focus in our service, and that is the victory of Christ over sin and death. So as we hear our readings this morning and our sermon, we encourage you to pay special attention to the victory of our Lord Jesus. And again, thanks for being here with us. At this time, we invite the congregation to please stand if you're able as we sing our hymn of invocation this morning, hymn 465, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. Let's sing that hymn together. begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. Holy and gracious God, I confess that I have sinned against you this day. Some of my sin I know, the thoughts and words and deeds of which I am ashamed, but some is known only to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I ask for forgiveness. Deliver and restore me, that I may rest in peace. By the mercy of God, we are redeemed by Jesus Christ, and in Him we are forgiven. Therefore, in the stead and by the command, as a called and ordained servant of the Word, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We rest now in His peace, and we live this day to serve Him. We continue now with our introit responsively from Exodus chapter 15 this morning. I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider He has thrown into the sea.
The Lord is my strength and my song, and He has become my salvation.
Your right hand, O Lord, glorious in power, your right hand, O Lord, shatters the enemy. You will bring them in and plant them on your own mountain, the place, O Lord, which you have made for your abode, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord will reign forever and ever.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously.
The Lord sings out, and He has thrown into the sea.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall. God on high,
and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us pray. Almighty God, the Father, through your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, you have overcome death and opened the gate of everlasting life to us. Grant that we who celebrate with joy the day of our Lord's resurrection may be raised from the death of sin by your life-giving Spirit. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. Please be seated. Our Old Testament reading for this morning on Easter Day comes from the prophet Isaiah in the 25th chapter of his prophecy. We begin in verse 6 of chapter 25. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all peoples a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wine, of rich food full of marrow, of well-aged wine well-refined. And he will swallow up on this mountain the covering that is cast over all peoples, the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. And the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces, and the reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. It will be said on that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him that he might save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. Let us be glad and rejoice in his salvation. And this is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We invite the congregation to join us in our responsive psalm this morning from Psalm 16. Preserve me, O God, for in you I take refuge.
I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you.
As for the saints in the land, they are the excellent one, in whom is all my delight.
Sorrows of those who run after another God shall multiply. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out, or take their names on my lips.
The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot.
Lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Indeed, I have a beautiful inheritance.
I bless the Lord who gives me counsel in the night. Also, my heart instructs me. Therefore, my heart is glad and my whole being rejoices. My flesh also dwells secure.
For you will not abandon my soul to Sheol, or let your Holy One seek refuge.
You make known to me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore.
Amen.
Amen. We continue with our epistle lesson this morning from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Now I would remind you, brothers, of the gospel I preached to you, which you received, in which you stand, and by which you are being saved, if you hold fast to the word I preached to you, unless you believed in vain. For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Cephas, then to the 12. Then he appeared to more than 500 brothers at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. Last of all, as to one untimely born, he appeared also to me. For I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me was not in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is with me. Whether then it was I or they, so we preach, and so you believed. This is the word of the Lord.
God.
We invite the congregation to please stand if you're able for our Alleluia and the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 16th chapter. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. And they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone had been rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a white robe. And they were alarmed. And he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him? But go. Tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." And they went out and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. This is the gospel of the Lord. We invite the congregation now to join us in confessing our Christian faith together to the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty,
maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead, and he ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Please be seated. Would you join us now in singing our hymn of the day for today? It's hymn 474 in the hymnals. Alleluia, Jesus is risen.
Thank you.
is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
This morning, by faith, by the gift of trust that Christ put in us himself through the speaking of his word and created in our hearts, that gift of faith in the risen Savior, by that, this morning, we stand over our enemy, victorious. In Jesus, we conquer. We win a war in which, by all reason and strength, we didn't even stand a chance. But this morning, like David, if you remember him from the Old Testament, stood over the giant Goliath in victory over what seemed completely impossible. When all the other soldiers were shaking in their boots at Goliath, David stood over in victory. So on Easter this morning, on this glorious day, with our Lord Jesus Christ, we looked down on our enemy. But it's an enemy that seems to have won so many battles in our experience in life and stolen so much from us, nearly destroyed us time and time again. An enemy that's so much more powerful than we are. Now, defeated. When this enemy attacks, and this is real life, friends, when this enemy attacks, all our powers are useless. We have no defense. He fights on a different level, on a spiritual level, Ephesians says. And who is this enemy? Who's stolen from you? Robbed you of the most important treasures of your life? Who's this enemy? Who's hurt you? In places you didn't even know you could be hurt. And has left scars that we still carry every day. Even this morning. We can almost meet this foe face to face if we took a short drive to where many Lutheran churches this morning are celebrating their Easter service. If we took a short drive to the cemetery. Many people will say, Pastor, how can I know that the Bible is true? How can I be sure that this book that you have is giving me reality? Sounds weird, right? Especially on Easter morning. But the cemetery will show us that the Bible is true. The wages of sin is death, it says. Our greatest foe, our impossible adversary. Who is this enemy? Death. We can't beat it. When it arrives at our door, there's nothing we can do. It takes whomever it wants and gives no cares for the hurt or grief that it leaves in its wake. It's strange because it has real and raw power. Because it operates or it draws its life from the oddest of places, from God's law. Like a virus that needs a host. Sin and death leech off the reality of God's law and they draw out their life from Him, just like all creation does. If you think about it, there's really only one force at work in the universe. Only one God. Only one true power. Satan, he does not have his own life. He's a created being, angelic, but created. And see, that's what's so insidious about evil. It doesn't have a life force of its own. It doesn't exist autonomously. Like God does, it needs God's law to carry out its conquest. Once Adam and Eve, back in Genesis, you remember, chapter 3, once they eat of the forbidden fruit, death has the keys. The law would now be used as a host for a demonic angel who would take something pure and good like God's own law and use it to wreak havoc on God's people. And we know the havoc that it brings. But as the scriptures say, even the foolishness of God is wiser than man. God would not allow forever this insidious use and twisting of his law. He would not allow his good and gracious teachings to be drawn on as fuel for an ancient grudge, to power death's life, to hurt us, the people that he loved and created. So what did God do, friends? God planned things carefully, perfectly. The timing just right so that this enemy might think in his evil pride to exercise his so-called power that he has, death, so that he might think to even exercise that on God himself. And within that reality, there'd be a trap laid for his enemy, God's enemy, and ours. Remember the scriptures? Let he who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. We think that that text is talking about us, and it does have to do with us. But it's never been more true, that text, than with our great enemy, death. That ancient serpent would become proud and proud and proud. More pride as the course of time of the Old Testament and into the New Testament in the Bible, falsely secure in his power to take whatever he wanted. Using God's law as his energy, he would accuse and accuse. That's what Jesus called him, the accuser. So God waited and waited and waited. As the scriptures tell us, God is not slow. He's patient. And when the time was perfect, when Satan's pride and self-assurance had grown to the point it needed to and only God knew, when the time was fulfilled, that's how the Bible puts it, when the time was fulfilled, God sent his only Son, Jesus, into our flesh. And that was the plan. That was the final play, to save us from this evil foe that defeats us at every turn, without us even being able to put up a fight. I guess even weirder when we play into it, because we kind of like sinful things, and we too are guilty of them. And that's what gives the devil's plan its juice. This adversary, he's hurt us, and we know it. Stolen away, even dear people from our lives that we love so much. But wait, God, our precious and loving God Almighty, he loves us. And he loves us more than we can even begin to fully comprehend. So when the time was right, God let this proud eternal foe, this haughty enemy of sin and death, have it, God himself. Jesus knew it. He knew what he was going to when he set his face like flint towards Jerusalem in the Gospel of Luke. He knew that his enemy would walk right into the Father's trap and try to kill the perfect Son of God. It's almost laughable at that point, because it's like the devil thinks he won. Good Friday, Jesus is hanging on the cross, dying. He dies and then he's buried. It's like the devil foolishly believed he'd outsmarted and defeated God Almighty, and that now we're all doomed. What could God do now? Now that Satan has used his own law, his own life against him. Now that Satan, like he's stolen from us and wreaked havoc and grief upon us when death comes to our door, but now he's done the same thing to God. He thought it was his glorious victory, gloating like old Goliath. But we remember David's words this Easter morning, that he spoke to the giant Philistine, who is an image and a foretelling of this giant enemy of death. He says in 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 45, "Then David said to that Philistine, 'You come to me with a sword and a spear and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, who you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head.'" And that, friends, is what we celebrate this morning. Our Lord Jesus has conquered our enemy under his feet, cut off the head of death forever, and struck it down. Who dares stand against the living God? Against the God of war, as Exodus calls him. At the cross on Good Friday, blinded by pomp and pride, Satan walked right into God's trap. The Psalms tell us in Psalm 57, says, "Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul was bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into the trap themselves." That's what happened. Death could not hold our Lord Jesus. The law of God could never be used against him. He was perfect by it. And as Jesus says to us in Ephesians, he says, "It's because of the great love wherewith Christ loved us, that while we were dead in our sins, he made us alive together with him." This is Easter. This is the victory. O grave, where's thy sting? O death, where's thy victory? So if death has come to your door in the past, or even if it's haunting you now, let it haunt you no more. Every temptation to sin, now since Jesus has won the victory at the resurrection, is just another last-ditch effort by Satan to bring God's own law against him. But we know it won't work. It can't be done. Jesus reigns over sin and death. Now Jesus has the keys. And he is life. And he is forgiveness, and he is hope, and he is mercy, and he is joy, and he is everything that we need. The psalmist says he leads us to his green pastures and beside the still waters of his mercy. Let me ask you a question real quick, almost done. Why does Christ feed us, you and me, with his body and his blood this morning in the sacrament? Because the life that you drink this morning, the very life of God in the body and blood of Jesus, it cannot be held. That blood of Christ, that life of God that pumps literally through our veins after we partake of the sacrament, that life cannot be held in the grave. And it cannot be accused. And it's flowing literally through us. This is the blessing of the sacrament. This is the beautiful thing that he's done. That he feeds us with in every town. You can always find it. It's there. He said, No longer will a man say to his neighbor, know the Lord, for all will know me. He's made himself available everywhere for us. So let the resurrection, the powerful resurrection of Jesus, be the lens that you now see death through. Death is weak and powerless compared to our God. And he's won the victory. He's defeated our foe. And soon, very soon, we will see alive again all those that were taken from us. All those whom we loved and lost that are in Christ, who had Christ's own blood flowing through their veins. Soon, soon, because of Easter, we'll be with them again and bask in the glory of his victory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Now we have the blessing this morning of our TLC singers singing the hymn for us, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. They plan to sing verse 1 of that hymn. That hymn number is hymn 457 in your hymnal. So the TLC singers will sing verse 1, and then they invite the rest of the congregation to join in singing verses 2 through 4 of that hymn this morning. So let's sing verses 2 through 4 of hymn 457, Jesus Christ is Risen Today. Our singers will start off with verse 1 as the offerings this morning of the church are collected and presented.
Our triumphant holy day, all day.
Let us pray for the gifts of God's people, that our Lord would bless them. Gracious God, we lift these, the gifts of your people, up to you. Lord, we ask your blessing upon them. We ask, Lord, that you'd also bless those gifts that are given online. And Lord, all the ways that you lead your people to support the ministry of the gospel. Lord, we ask especially that these gifts given today would go to be used so that people might hear of your love for them, what you did for them on the cross, and their forgiveness through your name. In Jesus we pray. Amen. We now come to our time in our service for our prayer of the church. Our response for our prayers this morning on Easter is, hear our prayer. Let us pray for the whole church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Almighty God, you kept your promise and delivered up your own Son to be our Savior. By his sacrificial death, our sins are forgiven, and by his rising again, we have the hope of everlasting life. Keep us in this holy joy throughout the Easter season and all our daily lives, that we may not fear our enemies, nor give in to temptation of despair in any days of trouble. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, be with Matthew, our Synod President, with James, our District President, and all our pastors and congregations. Lord, keep them faithful to deliver to your people the apostolic gospel of your Son's death, burial, and resurrection. Lord, in your mercy. Let us hold fast to the word preached to us, that receiving it with joy, we may take our stand in it and be saved by it. Lord, hinder all who would sow doubts into our hearts about your love and your forgiveness, and grant us courage to confess it, the truth in our lives and our conversations. Lord, in your mercy. Bless Joseph, our president, and all those who make and administer our laws. Frustrate the forces of evil, we pray. And do not let our leaders cooperate with them or further their goals. We pray you'd guard our armed forces, our police, our firefighters, our emergency personnel, our doctors, and our nurses as they stand watch for us at home and abroad. Let them serve with honor and integrity. Lord, in your mercy. Have mercy, Lord, on those that are sick and those that have any need at all. We especially name before you at the altar this morning the family of Mike Kirk. We lift up Carissa. We lift up the family of Tanya Woodward, William Tanner, and Kay Scharf, the family of Vicki Krizen, her husband John. We lift up Emily Johnson and her family, John Brownell, and Ava Hoffman, Leonard V. Hill, Sean Austin, Jim and Linda Holman, Debbie Ford, Carolyn Geary, Betty Gray, Sandy Santa Stephen, Betty Patton, Sonny Rumler, Don Hermanson, and all those that we name silently on our hearts at this time. Lord, let the dawning light of the new creation in Christ sustain them in faith, all those that we've brought to you this morning. In accord with your will, grant them renewed health, a foretaste of their eternal healing in him. Lord, in your mercy. Give us joy in your Son's great victory feast as he shares it with us from this altar. in the eating of his true body and the drinking of his precious blood in faith. Overcome our sin by his forgiveness and swallow up our death in his life, that we may be glad and rejoice in his salvation. Lord, in your mercy, we praise your holy name, O Lord, for all your servants who have departed this life in faith. We pray that you will not abandon us to Sheol, but that when we awake in the resurrection of all flesh, your presence will give us joy, Lord, in your mercy. We join today in singing eternal alleluias with innumerable angels in festal gathering, with the assembly of the firstborn enrolled in heaven, and with the spirits of the righteous made perfect. And we bring these petitions before you, dear Father, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Amen. If you've been joining us on the radio this morning, we thank you for tuning into our service, and we wish you the Lord's Easter blessings and the joy of his resurrection, that it may go with you into your lives and give you joy and peace, knowing that Jesus has conquered sin, death, and all that stands against us. If you're gathered with us in the sanctuary this morning, we want to welcome our visitors today to our church. We're so overjoyed and blessed to have you visitors with us. In our church, receive Holy Communion only after we've had instruction. So if you haven't had instruction in Holy Communion in the Lutheran Church, we do invite you to either come forward to the altar and I'll pray with you, or you may stay in your seats and use that time for personal prayer and meditation. We do invite the congregation now at this time to turn to page 9 in our bulletin, and please stand for our service of the sacrament.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death. And by his rising again has restored us to everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, we pray as the Lord has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Been listening to Pastor Jason Cody live from Trinity Lutheran Church in Alamosa. Thank you for listening. Trinity Lutheran Church is located at 52 El Rio Drive in Alamosa, Colorado, with worship services every Sunday beginning at 10 a.m. Please join us in person or listen in right here on KSPK-FM. For more information, you may call the church office at 719-589-4611 or visit our website at www.tlcalamosa.net or on on Facebook by searching for Trinity Lutheran Church Alamosa. And tune in again next Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on KSPK-FM.
And good morning. You're listening to KSPK Walsenburg and KSBK Blanca. We now take you live to St. Therese Catholic Church in Pueblo with Father Michael Chrisman for their Easter Mass.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And happy Easter to everyone.
Easter.
My friends, as we prepare to enter into the sacred mysteries of this Mass, and we celebrate the joy of the resurrection of our Lord, let us pause to remember his love and mercy in our lives.